really interesting concept and idea. I'm really interested to find out where you got this idea from.
Well, I am a terrible sleeper, and I'm often awake at night wondering who else is awake. And you know that feeling when you walk past flats in the city and you just see one or two lights on late at
yeah.
night? Like, I want to know, who are those people and what are they doing? So I kind of came up with this idea for a project that sort of, you know, connects all those people that are still awake at that time, whether they're shift workers or new parents or insomniacs or yeah. studiers or partiers, etc.
Well, we've all been there, haven't we? Actually, in fact, last night I had a terrible night's sleep. I think I woke up at 1:30 and I woke up at like 3:30. And, you know, just sometimes you just don't even know why you're awake. You wake up and then something's on your mind or you're uncomfortable in bed or whatever. How's your sleep been lately? Are you sleeping better?
I had quite a good night last night. Yeah, but sometimes I do that same thing. Like if I've got a lot on my mind, it's like my mind's trying to solve things often.
Yeah. So I believe this project has sort of morphed from another similar sort of idea that you had last year. Can you tell us how it has changed from what you originally started with?
Yes, this project, I should say, is produced and commissioned by a wonderful company called Urban Theatre Projects,
yep.
Based in Western Sydney, who create works often in site-specific spaces. And so originally I was invited, along with my co-creators, to make this work in Blacktown, and we were given an abandoned restaurant and asked to make a work in response to that site. And I wanted to make something about the night, so we decided to make this very David Lynchian underground listening club.
Ooh.
And I'm an audio-driven artist, and I collaborate closely with Bob Scott, who's an amazing sound artist.
Ooh.
And we wanted to make a work that was using telephones and a big surround sound speaker and playing with the idea of intimate sound in your ear as well as this big kind of epic sound. And so we decided to make this underground listening club where the idea is the audience comes in through the back, they don't know where they are, and they find themselves in this room full of old telephones that all start ringing, and
wow.
you pick one up, and each phone has a little switchboard, and you can kind of, like a cabinet of curiosities, plug between different calls, like you're listening in to different people who are awake at night. And as you're doing that, someone pours you a little cup of tea, and the show gradually evolves into this sort of, conjures up this kind of communal dream. So we kind of use found sound, in this case, anonymous phone calls, but we also kind of create this journey, like a 40-minute sound experience. And so we had this wonderful opportunity to make the work with Urban Theatre Projects in November last year, and it was so exciting for us, a new experiment, and we applied to City of Sydney's Art and About program because we felt like we'd made the work and we loved it, but it was quite a small call-out, and now we've got the opportunity to make the work again with City of Sydney's Art and About project, which is
we support it here at 2SCR. It's a great thing.
Yeah, it's just, I love it. This idea of art in unexpected places is the brief. So we thought, perfect.
Yeah.
We want to develop this work further. So essentially, we're using that same seed of an idea, but now we have an opportunity to do a wider call out. I want to get 100 new messages from the sleepless of Sydney, and to create this new work, which will be in a surprise place within the centre of Sydney in July next year. So middle of winter, very dark, late night experience.
This sounds amazing because I'm a bit of an audio fan myself, obviously being in radio, but also working in the field. And I just love the sensory feeling and the place that audio can, like a sense of audio can give you, where you're just not sure, you know, where that's coming from or where that person might have been when they recorded it. Or, you know, it could really create some amazing imagery in your mind. And I guess that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, and I love the quality of the voice at 3 a.m. in the morning. It has a particular sound on the end of the line that's very intimate and evocative. And if someone's talking about, you know, what's on their mind right now, what they're doing right now, if they're walking the street, it sort of takes you with them.
I'd be really interested, I guess we'll find out, but you must have heard all sorts of interesting stories from people who have been part of the project so far. Is there sort of a theme that you've picked up on, or is it sort of anxieties coming out, or is there any sort of anything that's really shocked you?
Yeah, anxiety is a common one. Like people, I think as you identified, that thing where you stay up and something's playing on your mind. So there is a bit of that downloading, which is great. Like last time we had like HSC students ring in while they're waiting for they're getting their marks the next day, or someone's had a breakup, or someone talking about a break-in, they can't sleep because they'd had a break-in previously. So those kind of in-the-moment things. But also some people just do prank calls and sing, or, you know, they're out somewhere having fun, so this is sometimes a joyful one.
Yeah.
And there's some people that love being up late at night, and some shift workers that are up late. It's kind of has working, a diff- yeah. The city has a different shape for them, and or they're looking at the stars, or there's a bit of wonder. So I think if I had to say two themes, often it's anxiety and wonder.
Yeah, really interesting. Mm. In fact, you talked about the HSC student. We've got a bit of audio here of one of the callers who are calling in about that. So we're just going to play that now so people can get an idea of what we're talking about.
Received at 1:08 a.m.
Tomorrow, my HSC marks come out and I'm terrified. My stomach is about to loop knots. My brain just keeps going back to this idea of, what if I don't get what I need? What if I just...
You're right about that tone of a voice that happened in the middle of the night where it's really direct but quiet. A bit of a crackle there, and it's just like very close to the phone but probably being quiet as well.
Mm.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Mm.
And these are all anonymous people. Obviously, you have no idea who they are.
Yeah, well, as I should say, in the case of that call, for me to be able to play it on radio, just to I did have to track down that person and get their permission. But if you do call, you can be completely anonymous. And I love that about it too, that they're these sort of offerings from the night. Yeah,
I presume you'll get some pretty personal sort of messages as well. Are they the ones you're sort of hoping for?
yeah, I am. I'd love that intimacy of that time of night. So and very appreciative of people that do call up. And I think that thing of it, knowing that it is anonymous, gives you permission to kind of, to be, you know, honest. Because, I mean, the best call is one that's open-hearted.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I think late at night is when people do open up, maybe more than other times when they think they're alone or you know, they just want to share something that's on their mind. I reckon as well, if people are thinking of doing this, I think, you know, it's if you're awake up in the middle of the night and you're trying to get back to sleep, sometimes people suggest, oh, write down a list or write down what's on your mind and it gets out of it. But what better way to actually talk to someone or talk and record something and then send it away? I think that's it would get you back to sleep, I guarantee it. So how can people get involved in this, Rosalind? It's a really cool project.
We're hoping to collect 100 messages in the next by the end of the year. So, yeah, please call up if you're a sleepless person, and you can call from work or while you're rocking a baby or from your bed. And I like to suggest to people that you can just record a voice memo on your phone and text it to the Nightline phone number.
Yep.
Alternatively, you can just call the Nightline phone number. It goes straight to a message bank, and you can leave your message there and roll over and go back to sleep.
Okay, well, we've got two numbers here. So we've got the texting number and we've got the phone number.
Oh, it's the same number.
Oh, it is the same number.
It's
sorry.
The same number. It's the Nightline phone number. Yep.
So 0457 910 834, is it 043?
843.
834, sorry, I had the wrong number here. 0457 910 843. We'll pop that up on our website as well.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
And yeah, like, keep that number handy. Put it in your phone, maybe. If you're thinking, don't know what that number is in the middle of the night, just pop it in your phone. Say it's the Nightline. And then when you are in the middle of the night and you need to talk, or you just want to get something off your chest, or you just want to say what you're doing, call that number up and be a part of a fantastic project, which is going to be here in Sydney next year and out and about, which is really exciting. Also, jump onto urbantheatre.com.au and you can find out a bit more information about it on there. Rosalind, thank you so much for your time today.
Brilliant. And I hope to hear your voice on the Nightline mix. Oh, maybe. You're awake.
I'm putting in my phone. So, yeah, I'll keep. If I'm awake in the middle of the night and I can't sleep and I just want to get something out, I'll do it.
Yeah. Or if you have a good story.
Or a good story.
Yeah,
for sure.
Sometimes I've had a few good ghost stories too.
Oh.
So,
Or talk about your dreams, because obviously dreams are pretty strange.
Yeah, and you can have some great dreams. Yeah.
And you can never remember them, like, unless you say it straight away when you wake up. So
exactly. I will record keep a copy of them for you.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much, Rosalind, and good luck with it.
Thanks so much, Mick.